KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And good afternoon to you. It is 71 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. We're learning more about the life sentence for a former Washoe Schools employee convicted after having a relationship with a student. Coming up, the Washoe DA himself speaks out on the sentence. New details about a deadly crash on One Lake Tahoe area highway that blocked a major way to get to and from the lake for hours directly ahead, what we know. And a major trafficking operation in Carson City on the way. How many perps were caught up in the sting? FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:06. Good afternoon, Jerry.
And good afternoon to you. A Las Vegas-based news outlet that bills itself as conservative ignores one Republican's liberal voting record. And a new sheriff named for Churchill County, and I will try to get out of vacation mode, get back at work here, and try not to miss a beat. Don't you miss a beat either. Follow us at 991 FM Talk on X. It is 12:07.
And it is our top local story. If you were in Lake Tahoe yesterday, you might have had a hard time getting back home due to a deadly crash that shut U.S. Highway 50 Sunday. NHP says this went down just before 5 a.m.
This is located between State Route 28 and Glenbrook Road. This is a two-vehicle crash with one confirmed fatality. Three other individuals were transported to a local area hospital with serious injuries.
NHP Sergeant Chris Brown says Highway 50 was closed for about 4 hours. Traffic was snarled in the area, but things are now back to normal. The crash, by the way, still under investigation. We're learning more about a life sentence against a former Washoe County Schools employee who had a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old student. Caitlin Rock was given 144 years in prison. The Washoe DA himself says this sends a message.
Today's sentence represents a powerful measure of justice and accountability. It is especially fitting that this outcome comes during National Child Abuse Prevention Month and on the eve of National Crime Victims Rights Week. Both are dedicated to protecting victims, especially our children.
And that's DA Chris Hicks. During sentencing, the prosecution pushed for the max for a reason.
He touched on the manipulation by Rock, the violation of trust, and the fact that the situation lasted for more than a year and a half, despite the victim attempting to end things at one point.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA's office. The victim was 14 years old again when this happened. And coming up, we'll hear more from the DA on this case. A casino heist at the Tamarack over the weekend. Reno police say a man entered the casino, went right up to the cashier's cage and said, "Give me money." Officers say he was armed with a gun. The clerk handed an unknown amount of cash over and the suspect ran off, spraying something in the air as he fled. Some people reported their eyes being irritated by that spray. Police are still looking for the suspect. Several arrested in a human trafficking sting in Carson City.
Prostitution solicitations, including solicitations that might have been directed at minors. The result of that operation was five arrests. There were no arrests for solicitations to minors.
Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong. Another day, another earthquake for Lyon County. Authorities say it was a 4.5 trembler that shook over the weekend Sunday. Many reported feeling the shaking, but there was no significant reports of any damage. Scary moments for some on board a paraglider. Someone on board a paraglider, I should say. After it crashed in the mountains above Minden over the weekend, Washoe County ended up launching the Raven helicopter to help with the rescue. Crews from both Washoe and Douglas hoisted the injured pilot from the mountainside and got them to a medevac helicopter. No word on how bad the pilot was hurt. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:10. Now with more, here's Jerry.
And State Senator Lisa Krasner, that's District 16, it includes Southwest Reno, is facing backlash from some conservatives after supporting a major film tax credit package during last November's special session. The measure, aimed at expanding Nevada's movie industry, was promoted as economic diversification, but critics on the right call it corporate welfare. Krasner, who has long campaigned as a low-tax Republican, is now being questioned by some in her base who argue that targeted tax credits contradict those principles. The issue is gaining traction in grassroots circles, where some voters say the vote was unexpected and are now taking a closer look at her GOP primary challenger, Monica J. Stavert. The controversy is adding to broader concerns among some conservatives and could set up a competitive primary where questions of trust and fiscal policy are front and center. And you might ask, why did Governor Lombardo call a special session to even consider giving Hollywood a handout? Just moving to Nevada from California is a tax break. And why does Nevada News and Views, billing itself as a conservative media outlet, ignore a Republican candidate's vote to approve a driving privilege card and nearly $1 million to implement the program of Nevada taxpayer dollars? By the way, one can ask. It is 12:12, and with a look at your noon news traffic, here is Phil with traffic and some weather coming up.
It is doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. Nothing to tell you about. No collisions working. However, they're doing a whole bunch of road work on Mill Street. Especially, it's pretty much between 580 and Wells Avenue. It's down to one lane. It's not even paved in some sections. Do yourself a favor. Use Second Street as an alternate route. It is 67 degrees in Sparks, 72 in Yerington, 64 in Carson City, 53 at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Definitely seeing a change in the weather pattern. Windy conditions this afternoon. Lake wind advisory till 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, winter storm watch in the mountains. 1 to 4 inches of snow possible at lake level. Cool breeze. Join the cool club. Plan maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing your AC is ready for the summer. Give them a call. Cool breeze, your local experts. Today at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're going to feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet arch supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for Good Feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
The Carson Nugget has two incredible comedy shows coming your way. First, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will be performing in the Grand Showroom on Saturday, April 25th.
I was sitting next to my ex-wife. She was getting makeup on, and I heard the makeup artist say she'd gotten a facelift. My ex-wife wanted one. And I said, no, you're not getting a facelift. Obviously, I don't care what you look like. I married you the way you are. And the next thing I know, I got bloody scratch marks down the side of my face.
Then, Fox News Network comedian Tom Shalhoub will be performing on Saturday, May 30th. Both shows will sell out. So get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Arnold, April 25th, and Tom Shalhoub, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
A busy weekend for rescuers around Tahoe. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. There was a dramatic one in the Cabot Creek area. A sledder was left stranded and ended up spending the overnight in the frigid cold when his snowmobile broke down. Three volunteers with the Tahoe Nordic Search and Rescue Team drove their snowmobiles for miles up the trail, got on sleds north of Olympic Valley, east of Soda Springs to find him. They found the victim in the dark, shivering uncontrollably. They gave him warm clothes and walked him out. Hours later, a paraglider crashed into the hillside of Kingsbury Grade. Washoe County firefighters hiked up, and the Raven helicopter found the injured victim, who had extensive injuries. They were medevaced to the hospital. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. She got what was coming to her, the Washoe DA sounding off on a life sentence for a former Washoe Schools employee accused of a relationship with a student. Number two, colder and snowier weather coming back. We just cannot shake it. Chain controls could be in effect for mountain passes as early as tomorrow. Weather coming up. And a deadly crash along U.S. Highway 50 near Lake Tahoe closes the highway and snarls traffic for hours. Meanwhile, it is our top national story. We continue to follow an unspeakable tragedy where several children were killed by one man in Louisiana, who was some of whom was the own children's father.
The coroner's office now tells us that those victims are seven siblings and their cousin, aged between 3 and 11 years old. The suspect is the father of those seven siblings, a man named Shamar Elkins. Elkins was pronounced dead at the scene. Police tell us he had been on their radar before, convicted in 2019 for the illegal use of a weapon. They say it's likely he was illegally in possession of the handgun and the rifle-style pistol used in this attack due to being a convicted felon.
Ryan Chandler reporting from Shreveport, Louisiana. FM News Talk Time, 12:18. More now with Jerry.
Churchill County Commissioners held a special meeting last Friday to name Lee Orozco as the new county sheriff, filling the position left by the passing of Sheriff Richard Hickox on April 11. Local law enforcement agency representatives and the Hickox family showed their support for the appointment. Orozco will serve in the position until the first Monday in January of 2027, when the successful candidate in November's general election is sworn in. Due to the death of Sheriff Hickox, the only candidate for Churchill County Sheriff at the time of his passing, his name will appear on the June primary ballot, but votes cast in his name will not be counted in the primary, and the primary is on June 9th. He will be on the ballot in November. Local sports in a couple of minutes with Craig Swope, Reno Aces, and top three high school baseball rankings is on menu, and you can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout-out cloud or the menu bar and sound off. Anything you'd like to say, you can say it right there. The app is free at the App Store. It's 12:20, another lunchtime traffic and weather report. Here's Phil.
Now's a good time to go and get your McNuggets. There are no collisions to tell you about. The freeways are open and clear right now. I want to remind you, however, there is a bunch of road work northbound on 395 in Reno. Starts right around Audi and goes all the way up to Golden Valley. They're still expanding the roadway from 2 to 3 lanes. Remember to slow down in those areas. It's 65 degrees in Reno, 67 in Dayton and in Smith Valley, 51 degrees in Incline Village. Let's get a look at your weather forecast.
Breezy afternoon going to be with us with temperatures falling from low 70s today, low 50s tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow. 1 to 4 inches of snow at lake level by Wednesday morning. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. After the noon news, Guy Benson at 1-99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Big news from Carson Valley Oil. They've expanded their delivery area, now serving North Lake Tahoe, the Carson Valley, and Carson City. Also Dayton and the Reno Sparks area. Carson Valley Oil delivers bulk fuel, lubricants, and heating oil you can count on. Carson Valley Oil continues to set the gold standard for petroleum supply and customer service in Northern Nevada. Call 887-7777 for delivery or CFN cardlock signup. That's 887-7777.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Reno Aces have the day off before this week's series in El Paso. The Aces salvaged a win against Las Vegas yesterday to end the series 2-4. Aces are 11-10 on the season. The Nevada baseball team took 2 of 3 at New Mexico and moved into first place in the Mountain West. Softball team remained in second after a sweep of Colorado State. Max Preps has Minogue continuing at the top of Northern Nevada baseball and softball. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
71 degrees outside the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Good afternoon to you. Greg Neft here in downtown Reno. If you are just checking in, fallout from the March meltdown we experienced this winter, and not just in northern Nevada either.
The feds are releasing a large amount of water from Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Wyoming in order to raise the level of Lake Powell, the country's second largest reservoir, which is only 25% full and almost at crisis point. But then a lot of that water will stay in Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border and not travel down the Colorado River to Lake Mead near Las Vegas, which will mean water cuts in California, Arizona, and Nevada. We don't yet know how drastic the cuts will be. I'm Jason Nathanson.
One Nevada senator touting her efforts to make the price of a home here more affordable.
The Road to Housing bill actually supports federal dollars that will help with that financing. There's a program called the Home Program that has not been reauthorized in this country for, I think, 15 years, even longer. And so what I did in that bill is actually reauthorize the Home Program.
And that's Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, who says she'll keep pushing to get her bill passed as soon as possible. Standing firm, Nevada's attorney general says he'll keep suing the Trump administration over executive orders issued by the White House. And if you don't like it, oh well.
I have spent no additional monies in defending this. My office is set up to defend Nevadans and our constitutional rights and our sovereignty. We have a team that has done this work and continues to do this work, and it is what my job description is I am the top legal officer in the state of Nevada.
Aaron Ford says the Trump administration's tariffs have done more to hurt Nevada's workers than the president's no tax on tips plan has helped. Ford is running for governor on the Democratic side. The primary is June 9th. A report is placing Nevada near the top spot for states when it comes to number imposter scams. Digital banking review platform BrokerChooser compiled the rankings by examining scam reports made to the Federal Trade Commission in the third quarter of 2025. Now, researchers say number one, Delaware experienced the most imposter scams with 930 reports per 1 million people, and residents lost a combined $2.5 million there. Delaware was followed by Oregon, our neighbors, along with Colorado, Nevada, number three, and Florida. Police in Las Vegas have arrested a suspect after a standoff with a SWAT team there this weekend. Police say this all began Saturday morning when they answered a call about a shooting at a business on Main Street. Police say a woman was injured in the incident, but her injuries are not considered life-threatening. The armed suspect barricaded himself inside the business for about 6 hours before he surrendered. The relationship between the suspect and the victim, not known. To New York City now. They're calling it the Mamdani curse. The New York mayor catching some pretty big heat after visiting with the Mets baseball team.
For the first time since 2004, the Amazons have had some amazingly bad luck, dropping their 11th straight game this weekend. Some fans blaming Mayor Mamdani for cursing the Mets because they haven't won a game since his visit to Citi Field last week, where he hugged Mr. and Mrs. Met.
That's superstition. I try to stay away from that.
It's definitely his fault. I didn't vote for him.
Absolutely. He's doing everything else wrong to the city, so why should this be any different?
The Mets are hoping to start turning it around this week when they start a 9-game homestand series against the Minnesota Twins. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Do you like olive oil? Listen up. A new study shows extra virgin olive oil helps brain and gut health. Researchers at the University of Virginia followed more than 600 older adults for 2 years who were overweight or obese and had metabolic syndrome. They found that those who ate extra virgin olive oil had better cognitive performance and more diverse gut bacteria than those using refined olive oil. The lead author of the study says it shows more evidence that diet plays a key role in cardiovascular and cognitive health through gut I can't even say the word. Let's go to today's Taste of Hollywood, shall we?
The Devil Wears Prada 2, making its highly anticipated world premiere in New York City.
Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are back at it 20 years after the first Devil Wears Prada was released, stepping onto the red carpet for the sequel's world premiere at Lincoln Center. The Devil Wears Prada 2 arrives in theaters on May 1st. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
A first posthumous appearance on Euphoria for the late Eric Dane. Appearing in the second episode of the show's third season that kicked off April 12th, Dane playing his role as Cal in the new season. That's a 5-year time jump from season 2. Dane, who had been battling ALS, passed away earlier this year at the age of 53. Emily Sawyer's musician and one half of the rock folk duo, the Indigo Girls, announcing on Instagram that she's been diagnosed with 2 incurable movement disorders.
Those disorders are cervical dystonia and essential tremors. The conditions directly impact her neck muscles and singing voice.
I am completely physically unable to hold a straight tone the way I used to.
However, Salyers also said she is working with a vocal coach. She and her bandmate Amy Ray kicked off a nationwide tour on Friday. The duo will also headline at the Decatur Watch Fest 26 in Metro Atlanta on July 19th. I'm Michael Kastner.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
Meantime, if you like to sleep a lot, listen up to this. There's a new sleeping tip out there that might actually help you get a better night's sleep. Word is that if you start early, a sleep expert says, Dr. Brian Chen, says that most adults don't get the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. He says a lot of people still use their phones right before bed, and the light the phone gives off can disrupt melatonin production, which he says can make it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. He recommends no phones, eating, or exercising 1 to 2 hours before bedtime, and to keep a consistent schedule by going to bed around the same time every night. Easier said than done. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT.
It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Police say a father shot his wife, 8 children, and another woman in Shreveport, Louisiana Sunday, killed those children before he himself was shot and killed by police. Shreveport Police Chief Wayne Smith thanking his department for the response to this tragedy.
This by far was probably one of the most challenging incidents that SPD has ever faced.
Things got deadly in North Carolina this morning. 2 people killed in a park in Winston-Salem after a planned fight between 2 juveniles turned into a shootout. Winston-Salem Assistant Police Chief Jason Swaim says the 2 young people had agreed to meet at a park to fight. Said a firearm was discharged sometime during that fight, which resulted in multiple victims being shot. Swaim said schools nearby the park were safe. The parents of students at Jefferson Middle School could pick up their children there. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31, 71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport under sunny skies. Things are going to change big time. The Trump administration's tariff refund system is set to launch.
Starting today, American importers will be able to access a portal used to issue refunds from the $166 billion that was paid by companies. The Supreme Court struck down those tariffs in February, ruling President Trump illegally sidestepped Congress when he enacted them. Consumers who paid higher costs on an imported product are not eligible for a tariff refund under this system, but individual companies may be issuing refunds in the future. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meantime, if you're worried about gas prices, the energy secretary for the Trump administration says the gas prices at the pump, they've likely peaked.
Wright spoke on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, saying that the resolution of the conflict will allow prices across the board to dip.
They'll start going down. Certainly with a resolution of this conflict, you'll see prices go down. Prices across the board on energy prices will go down.
He was also asked when Americans could expect prices to fall below $3 a gallon, saying it could happen later this year, but it may not happen until next year. It comes as the current nationwide average for a gallon of regular is just over $4, according to AAA. The most expensive place to fill up is California, while the cheapest is Oklahoma. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meantime, a new Quinnipiac University poll shows that most registered voters hold President Trump responsible for the recent surge in prices. According to this poll, 51% of the folks who took part say Trump is a lot, a quote, to blame for the increase, while another 14% say he deserves some blame. Meanwhile, 11% attribute the rise to him not much. 23% say he bears no responsibility at all. Gas prices right now, you just heard this, averaging $4 per gallon nationwide. That's according to the AAA. At this point last year, the U.S. Energy Information Agency reported an average of $3.17 a gallon. It was on Wednesday, the president said he expected that gas prices would fall tremendously in the coming months, but his energy secretary, Chris Wright, you just heard him there, say that the prices may not dip below $3 until next year. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Are you looking for the perfect trailer? Carson City Trailer has it. From utility and dump to horse or car trailers, at Carson City Trailer, we're not just a dealership, we're your partners. Our mission is to match you with the ideal trailer backed by exceptional service and support. Visit us today at 6441 Highway 50 East. Carson City Trailer, hauling solutions, expert repairs, and a fully stocked parts department. Everything you need, all in one place.
Windy, low 70s today. Windy and wet. Cooler tomorrow, low 50s. A winter storm watch tomorrow and Wednesday in the mountains. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The ground is still shaking southeast of Reno, specifically Lyon County. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. There were well over 100 small quakes over the weekend, 90 overnight and early Sunday morning alone. At 7:02 yesterday morning, the Nevada Seismological Laboratory measured a 4.5 quake 20 miles northeast of Yerington. And just this morning at 7:02, a 3.5, 18 miles southwest of Fallon. There hasn't been anything so far to match the 5.7 that same area had Monday night. Crews are still inspecting critical infrastructure. So far, Lyon County says they haven't found any significant damage from the earthquake swarm. The seismological laboratory says aftershocks are still going to be rumbling often over the next few days and could actually continue for months with an elevated risk of a larger earthquake. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are lower in afternoon trading as oil prices spike on renewed Iran tensions. Tech stocks are among the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy Nasdaq, which is on track to snap its 13-session winning streak. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly lower, led by Meta and Tesla. However, shares of Apple are higher. And travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators are falling as oil prices jump. And it'll be a busy week for earnings, with nearly a fifth of the S&P 500 companies reporting. And former giant Eli Lilly will be snapping up privately held Kelonia Therapeutics for up to $7 billion, giving Lilly access to Kelonia's gene therapies and other forms of cancer treatments. Kelonia is currently developing a treatment for multiple myeloma, which is a form of blood cancer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37, 71 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for a moment with Mike, but for the next 2 weeks, we're going to call it a moment with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs. Give them a call for all your financial needs. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Just remember, if it's money, it's Keystone. Brian, tax time is over, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there might be a little bit of, shall we say, buyer/seller's remorse when it comes to your taxes. You know, there's always that nagging little feeling. It's like, did I miss something? Did I miss a deduction? Did I not check a box? Did I cross off something? Did I put something wrong? And when it comes to that, I mean, that's something that's pretty real, huh?
It is. You know, and we talked last week about the tax hangover. Mm-hmm. Hopefully after the weekend, some people have recovered from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions around tax time, especially after the fact. And you know, the reality is a lot of people aren't overpaying because they did something wrong. It's mm-hmm. just 'cause they didn't have any planning in place.
Oh, dear.
And I think that's where a lot of the questions get missed and a lot of the opportunities get lost. And so, sadly, I think most people live in this tax filing world rather than a tax planning world.
Mm. So, okay, let me ask you this. How do you even know if you overpaid? It's like buying a car. It's like, you know, you go to a dealership and you think you got a good deal, but then you see somebody else with the same car. He's like, yeah, I paid $2,000 less. What dealership were you going to? So it's yep. like, how do you even know you're overpaying?
You know, it's interesting because it's really not that obvious. There's a lot of signs we can watch out for, though. So if people are paying attention to what they're earning and they're seeing that uptick in earnings and uptick in what they're paying in taxes, that's a telltale sign that maybe some planning should go on. If they're writing a big check every April and they aren't questioning why, that's probably a telltale sign we should look into. And if they've never had that forward-looking conversation with their CPA, you know, it's just about tax processing and not tax planning, mm-hmm. that's probably another sign that we should be looking at things a little bit differently.
You know, it's interesting. Most, I would say, 95-99% of Americans after April 15th never want to hear the letters IRS spoken in the same conjunction ever again. But that's not quite the right attitude, is it?
It's not. You know, tax season comes up every year. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things, if we wait till March, right before tax filing time, to start thinking about that, it's probably way too late to do anything good for yourselves, at least something new and proactive to really change the trajectory. So, you know, I think it's really important that people get ahead of that.
Right.
And just, you know, talk to their CPAs and ask them real questions.
So when does tax planning start, ideally, for you?
You know, yesterday. no, it's, I think if you wait till March, it's just too late. So mm-hmm. if we can get ahead of that, and we talked about it on Friday, between now and June is a great time to start having that conversation mm-hmm. and just get the advisors and the CPAs engaged. You know, start talking about, you know, are there any mid-year trajectory changes I can make? I really want to, by the end of the year, start checking in on deadlines and making sure I'm hitting some of those deadlines so I can get things processed before the end of the year happens.
Right.
And then still, I think it's a year-round engagement. We should be thinking about it, watching the adjustments in our earning potential, and just really paying attention to the opportunities we have to reduce those taxes.
Sounds pretty good. Brian Wheeler with Keystone CPAs. Brian, as always, it's been a pleasure. And again, if it's money, it's Keystone. 775-786-4900. Brian, we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Excellent. Look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. FM News Talk Time, 1241. Jerry.
Representative and Republican Chip Roy called out the seven House Republicans and Democrats, of course, who voted to protect 350,000 Haitians from deportation, referencing the, quote, Haitians fleeing danger, quoting Chip Roy. You know who else was fleeing danger? An innocent mom in Florida just last week who was brutally bludgeoned to death with a hammer outside of a convenience store. How many more Americans do we need to see get murdered, quote unquote? And the new news asks, how many more Nevadans do we need to see murdered by illegals allowed to drive legally in Nevada? Kalshi is a U.S.-based federally regulated prediction market platform where users trade on contracts on the outcomes of real-world events. Kalshi was founded by a couple of MIT graduates in 2018. It allows people to buy and sell contracts on whether specific events will occur. And they range anywhere from sports results to economic indicators, political outcomes, and cultural milestones. Speaking of political outcomes, Kalshi has Settlemyer. Jim Settlemyer is the heavy favorite to win the Nevada GOP primary. He has strong support from leading Nevada Republicans, including Joe Lombardo, Stavros Anthony, Mark Amadei, the Nevada GOP Senate and Assembly. And apparently all in, the Nevada News and Views has not yet once mentioned Settlemyer's vote to give illegal aliens what they call a driving privilege card, along with the almost $1 million price tag allocated to the DMV to implement the program and other taxpayer benefits to illegals in the state of Nevada. Big news for you, Greg. Douglas County Clerk Treasurer Amy Bergens is conducting an election open house tonight, 3 to 6 p.m., to demonstrate the county's new ballot marking devices at the Douglas County Courthouse on 8th Street in Minden. The new system combines the touchscreen interface with a printed full-size paper ballot voters can read and put in the scanner themselves, assuming they will not need any help to do that. And a more Douglas County news, a proposal to expand Douglas area rural transit service, that is, to the South County was presented this morning. No further details available right now. And as you know, a lake wind advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. today, with southwest winds of 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting 240. Craig Swope is your guy for local weather. Phil Galbraith, your guy for the noon news traffic at 1244.
No collisions to tell you about right now. Things are moving along in that regard. There is a broken down vehicle on southbound 580 just before you get to North Carson Street in Carson City. Also, it is getting windy. Do you have a high profile vehicle like a U-Haul or a Winnebago? Be prepared to go through Washoe Valley sooner rather than later before they have any prohibitions put in place. And I want to remind you that since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends. For all of your automotive needs, don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 67 in Reno, 66 in Wellington, 63 in Minden, 50 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Definitely seeing a change in the weather pattern. Windy conditions this afternoon. Lake wind advisory till 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, winter storm watch in the mountains. 1 to 4 inches of snow possible at lake level. Cool breeze. Join the cool club. Land maintenance program. Priority scheduling. Discounted pricing and peace of mind knowing your AC is ready for the summer. Give them a call. Cool breeze, your local experts. Today at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans. At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy-saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. brotherswindows.com.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
1249 at FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. We have 71 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you're just checking in, Washoe County's district attorney is sounding off on the life sentence against Caitlin Rock. She is the former Washoe Schools employee sentenced to life in prison for having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old student.
The court's decision ensures Ms. Rock can no longer harm others. We recognize the courage it takes for a victim to come forward. And while no sentence can undo the harm, we hope this brings some measure of peace. My office stands with the victim and remains committed to protecting our community's most vulnerable.
And that's Washoe DA Chris Hicks. At sentencing, the victim's mom did not hold back.
The victim's mother touched on how the defendant had not only harmed her child, but their entire family. She also spoke about how the victim has struggled with fear, confusion, and a loss of safety, saying, quote, "Your choices created a ripple of pain that will follow my child for years. And while we will continue to fight for his healing, the truth is that the impact of your actions will never fully disappear."
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe County DA. Rock was given 144 years in prison. She will not be eligible for parole ever. Satire site, this just coming in, satire site The Onion says it's taking over the other site, InfoWars. The CEO of The Onion says that they told Variety this on Monday. The company will take control of the Alex Jones run site under a deal with Gregory Milligan, who was appointed by a bankruptcy court to manage the platform in 2024. The Onion says, pending court approval, the new digital platform will be launched to, quote, create a home for emerging and established comedic voices while expanding The Onion's home as a modern satire institution. That's a quote. The deal would run for 6 months with an option to renew for another 6 months pending approval from a judge. FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:51.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
A little change in the top three in high school baseball in the north, according to Max Preps. Minogue and Reno remain at 1 and 2, but Galena has moved ahead of Spanish Springs for the third spot. In softball, no change. 1, 2, and 3, Minogue, Spanish Springs, and Reed. First place, Wolfpack baseball team took 2 of 3 from the previous first place team in the Mountain West, New Mexico, and the softball team wraps up a Colorado trip today against Northern Colorado in Greeley after a sweep of Colorado State over the weekend. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserve, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we can work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh no, I dropped my lip balm in the water. I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. Ah, it was ginger vanilla too, my favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
FM Top Weather. Windy, low 70s today. Windy and wet. Cooler tomorrow, low 50s. A winter storm watch tomorrow and Wednesday in the mountains. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
72 degrees right now, partly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk, Election Center 2026. We have just learned former State Controller Betty Yee is dropping out of the race for California governor. The Democrat officially suspended her campaign this morning.
My work will not end. We live in a great state, and I hope for anyone who's feeling particularly challenged today, know that the leadership of California going forward is going to matter.
Yee had poor poll numbers, and the decision was due to internal polling. Yee said her decision was made late last week. It was not a result of ongoing pressure from the Democratic Party. She says she'll continue to support the communities that supported her.
I will be seeing you in the communities where I've been, and as of today, it will be in a different venue, not as a candidate, but as a fellow Californian.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Federal health officials are issuing a seizure risk warning for certain commonly prescribed Parkinson's drugs. They involve medication that includes levodopa and carbidopa, which are typically taken together by Parkinson's patients. The FDA has notified pharmaceutical companies that produce the meds. That includes Novartis, that it plans to seek a warning label. It says levodopa and carbidopa can cause vitamin B6 deficiency that can trigger seizures. April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and one health expert is highlighting the fact that mocktails could be a good replacement for those looking to cut back on alcohol consumption.
Registered dietitian Kristen Kirkpatrick says a mocktail is a non-alcoholic version of cocktails that have a similar flavor and consistency, but is a healthier option. However, she says it is important to pay attention to the ingredients, as mocktails can still include additives like caffeine, sugar, and artificial sweeteners. She says if it has syrup, it could be replaced with actual fresh juice. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Think I'll stick with beer and margaritas. FM News Talk Time, 12:58.
And, Greg, I missed, obviously, I was in the Florida Keys last week. I missed your interview with Steve Hilton. What day was that, the 16th?
Yes, that was Thursday, yes.
Thursday, okay. You can get that on the podcast. Go to 991fmtalk.com and click on the podcast tab. I did an AI search for how many Nevadans have been murdered by illegal aliens in the last 10 years. No comprehensive publicly available database that tracks the exact number of murders committed by illegal aliens at the state level over a 10-year period. But based on reports and investigations, here's the available information regarding Nevada. The 2019 killing spree, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, a Salvadoran national in the U.S. illegally, was charged with killing four people in Nevada, two women in Gardnerville, and then the couple in Reno. MS-13 activity in 2026, it noted that three alleged MS-13 members were indicted for a series of murders from 2017 to 2018. And statewide prison data, 150 illegals in Nevada prison sentenced for murder, attempted murder, or manslaughter. This figure represents the total inmate population at the time, somewhat dated. It doesn't say how many had, in air quotes, driving privilege cards when they committed those murders. Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom of every hour. Guy Benson, 1 to 3 today. And your FM news and talk, noon news, will continue tomorrow, 12:06 p.m.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.